Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it to Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
And we look really cool because we're wearing matching hats now.
We are. We're wearing our Daily Migs golfer hats that I had made for the three of us for Miles Montgomery's golf tournament.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Ryan, who's headed to Auburn. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Ryan is ready to rock, so Steve, you must leave the studio.
Take my hat and leave.
For those playing at home, Ryan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
It's time to earn my shirt the right way.
That's right. How many wheels does a tricycle have?
3.
Correct. Who is the main enemy of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
The Shredder.
Sure is. Who founded Apple with Steve Jobs?
Pat.
Flour mixed with fat is called what?
Lard?
No.
Flour mixed with fat?
Yes.
Pass.
What do you call an animal with a pouch for its young?
Kangaroo?
No.
Marsupial?
Yes. The TV show King of the Hill was based in what U.S. state?
Texas.
Yes. What is measured in newtons?
Electricity?
No.
No. Velocity?
No.
Pass.
What nursery rhyme character kissed the girls and made them cry?
Pass.
What color is the cross on Finland's national flag?
White?
No.
Blue?
Yes. Double Trouble was the backing band for what famous musician? Ah, you got 5 correct there, Ryan. Steve is walking back.
Yeah, he is.
In his new Daily Migs hat.
Oh, man, look at you rhyming.
Steve, welcome back. Looking great.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many wheels does a tricycle have?
3.
It does. Who is the main enemy of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, April.
No.
What the hell? Shredder.
Yes. Who founded Apple with Steve Jobs?
He was down dancing with... Steve Wozniak.
Yes. Flour mixed with fat is called what?
Gluten?
No.
I don't know. Yeast?
No.
Bread?
No. What do you call an animal with a pouch for its young?
A marsupial.
You do. The TV show King of the Hill was based in what U.S. state?
Indiana?
No.
Ohio?
No.
Alabama?
No. What is measured in newtons?
Energy?
No.
Figs?
No.
Paul?
No. What nursery rhyme character kissed the girls and made them cry?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No.
I don't know. The prince.
No.
Harry Potter.
No. What color is the cross on Finland's national flag?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Blue.
Yes. Double Trouble was the backing band for what famous musician?
B.B. King?
No. But you got five correct, Steve. And that is a tie. Oh, 5-5.
Oh, good game, Steve.
Thank you, my brother. You too. Have a great weekend.
So flour mixed with fat is what you call a roux. It helps thicken things like gravies and soups.
Would never have gotten that right.
The TV show King of the Hill, our friend Ryan knew that it's in Texas. Neither of you knew that newtons measure force. And the nursery rhyme character who kissed the girls and made them cry, Steve Miggs. No, I'm kidding. It's Georgie Porgy.
Georgie Porgy,
Georgie
pudding pie.
There you go.
Yep.
And Double Trouble was the backing band for Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh.
Yes.
All my blues enthusiast friends are going to be so mad at me.
They are.
Yep.
You should check out what we've got going on in the Rock Shop right now. Always new merch to scope out. But right now we have the I Beat Migs shirt. And it features Steve on it. And it's a great addition to your wardrobe at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
This past week, what were you watching that you're most excited to tell other people about? 206-803-ROCK. It could be a TV show, a movie, a video on YouTube, whatever it is. What are you watching? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to say what we are watching after Linkin Park. It seems like everyone has a show that they just geek out about, and that's how we find out what to watch next, you know, inspiration from other people. So what have those shows been for us lately? Steve Miggs, what are you watching?
So for me, it's all about YouTube. I always end up going down these rabbit holes of anything that's Seahawks related. And there was an interview with Golden Tate, former Seahawks wide receiver, part of the Super Bowl championship team. And it's all about his experience with the Seahawks, which I find that era of the Seahawks to be so fascinating. It's an interview done by a group called, or a podcast called Bussing with the Boys. And he goes into detail about the time that Percy Harvin punched him right before the Super Bowl. And the story, I grabbed a clip from the story, but the whole interview is great because he talks about a lot of stuff. But this segment, it was the best part.
Well, we get to the Super Bowl and, you know, you get all the media and they're asking these questions. And they ask all of us, the receivers, and they ask me and say, hey, so what does it mean to have Percy Harvin back? I was like, you know what? I love Percy's game. I think he's awesome. But the truth of the matter, we haven't had Percy the entire year, and we've made it this far. We can't wait to get him out there because he's definitely going to make us even better. But look, we've done it without him. We're fine. And at some point, he read the article. Someone read the article and told him the bullet points, and he took huge offense to it. And at the time, I didn't know this. So we show up on a Saturday before the game on Sunday, and I'm just
the saying, day before.
Yes, bro. And I'm just saying, what's up, Percy? What's up, Sid? All my homies. And Percy just kind of got this look on his. He just got this look like, I'm just not having a good day. I'm like, Percy, you straight, bro? Like, we got the biggest game of our life tomorrow. Like, let's, you want to talk? Nah, bro, I'm not feeling it. I go to talk to Sidney Rice, who's his boy from Minnesota. They're like best friends, best CC boys. You know, he kind of tells me, like, hey, there's some article out that he read, blah, 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 blah. And I don't even have time to go look it up. So finally, I go back up to Percy. Hey, Percy. Like, what's going on? Like, let's just chop it up, talk to it. He's like, bruh, you don't get the fuck out my face. And I just said, all right. And I just turn around and start walking the other way. Next thing you know, boom, he tackles me from behind. I guess apparently I end up in a clothes hamper, but I don't know. But he tackles me from behind.
Like the equipment bin?
Yeah, Well, I got jock straps on my forehead.
Imagine this is all going on right before the freaking Super Bowl. Oh. And then Percy Harvin has an incredible run during that game. They win the Super Bowl. And then I guess he said afterwards that Percy was acting like nothing happened. And he's like, no, a lot happened, man. Like, they never were able to, like, reconcile after that.
Oh, that's bonkers.
Yeah. What about you? What are you watching?
Well, you inspired me to start watching the Pee Wee Herman documentary. And
Thumbs up.
I'm still in like the early stages, like kind of getting the backstory of his life. And I am hooked. I mean, I was such a Pee-wee Herman fan when I was a kid. So I've been really into it. And Brad was not a Pee-wee guy. So he's kind of getting a crash course into who he was, who Paul Reubens was. So we've been really loving it.
So now you got to make him watch the movie.
Oh, 100%. He would love the movie.
Danny, what about you?
Mine's not new. It's Cobra Kai, but it's new to me because Lily has been all about Cobra Kai. So we've been watching that every day.
It's such a great show.
It's okay.
Oh.
I'm about to throat chop you.
206-803-ROCK. Bulldog is healing up in Harborview still. We talked to him a couple times the last few weeks. Bulldog, what are you watching right now?
Well, I'm watching Mobland on Paramount Plus, and I'm telling you, it's the real deal. It's a good gangster series. It takes place over in England, and you got the Hardigans versus, I can't think of the other family off the top of my head, but you got Pierce Brosnan in it and Tom Hardy, and it's just good acting all around, you know. And last night I watched the show. I think it was the finale of the season, and it's definitely I'm gripped for season two. So if you got it, watch it.
That's a great suggestion. Mobland, and I feel like I've talked to probably 10 people lately that have all suggested Mobland.
Well, and also great actors, both of those guys. I do like watching.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna watch next.
Okay, together.
Sure.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and you'll win tickets to AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center in Kent, and Steve Miggs will be there. 206-803-ROCK. Call to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have been all fired up about tickets to AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center in Kent. Steve Miggs, I know you're fired up because you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there, and fingers crossed, I'll be wrestling at it, which would be bonkers.
Say hello to Melissa from Olympia, who is our contestant this morning. What's up, Melissa?
Hey, what's going on?
We're
going
to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Miggs.
All right, there goes the wheel. It just passed my name. Now it's on T-Dog. Will it stay on T-Dog? No. It's me and you, Melissa. Eminem, Melissa and Miggs.
We are part of the Oblivion Miggs Mafia, so let's go.
Were you one of the ones that was rocking the Miggs Mafia shirt?
You bet. Handmade.
They made their own shirts at the last Oblivion Pro Wrestling show, which happens over in Lacey, Washington, and it said Migs Mafia. And, you know, I'm a bad guy. I'm trying not to. So as I'm walking out in the crowd, I'm trying not to, like, be happy, but I see those. I'm, like, biting my cheek because I'm like, that's freaking awesome.
Don't smile.
Right. Don't smile. They still suck because I hate everybody.
We're bad guys, too.
So now you definitely have to do your part, Migs, and help win these for Melissa. Melissa, are you ready for your clip?
Oh, I suppose so.
Here we go.
I love Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love rock and roll.
Melissa making it look so easy, Migs.
That's what happens when you're part of the Migs Mafia.
All right, Melissa, that's you did right. very well there. Now it's Migs' turn. Here is your clip, sir.
Oh, man, I do believe in a thing called love, and that would be The Darkness. I would blow my voice out if I tried that.
Congratulations, Melissa. You believe in a thing called AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center.
Oh, yeah.
See,
are you going to wear your Migs Mafia shirt?
We absolutely will, just for you.
Let's go.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about? Go ahead. Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Pearl Jam. This morning has been filled with great texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are indeed checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you want to chat with us about. 206-803-ROCK. Steven in Everett wants to talk about a very special holiday happening today. And what holiday is that, Steven?
International Day of Slayer.
Slayer!
Oh, okay. So is it always on International Donut Day, or is that just a happy coincidence?
Well, today is 6-6, so that's why.
Aha!
So what do you plan on doing to celebrate International Day of Slayer?
Work.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you get to play Slayer while you're working?
I will listen to some Slayer later on this afternoon. Well, I listened to a song before I came to work, so.
Nice.
How many times have you seen Slayer, Stevie?
Oh, God, I was just going through that in my head. I thought it was 7, but I think it's actually 6.
Damn.
6 times, and today is 6-6. Go figure.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've at least got to see the original lineup twice, so I'm kind of happy about that.
That's rad.
That's awesome. That's still a band that, granted, it's not the same band that they used to be, but and I think they decided to get back together and do some shows. I've never seen live. And
And
it doesn't make any sense to me because I feel like I've been in concerts or like festivals where they perform, but for whatever reason, I was not able to see them. But I've never seen Slayer perform live.
Well, hopefully you get another opportunity to do that, Steve.
Have you seen them live?
Yeah, when they did, it was Pain in the Grass. What year was that, Danny?
I think it was 2019.
Gosh, why does that feel so recent?
I don't understand why I missed them.
I don't either, because that was the time that our friend Ian threw my best friend Joe into the mosh pit during Slayer. And it was one of those like, wow, we're watching Slayer and Joe's first mosh pit.
I mean, if you're going to do your first mosh pit and it's Slayer, that's raising the bar.
Yeah, it's way better than the Wiggles, which was my first mosh pit.
But I don't know where you were at.
I must have been doing like an interview or something along those lines. Because I always loved Pain in the Grass because we'd be like, oh, I want to see that band. I want to see that band. Then we'd get our like schedule events and like cry us a river because it was like, oh, you know, get to do interviews and get to do cool things with listeners. But sometimes that means missing the band.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a few bands that I was like so fired up to see and I'm like, oh, crap, I have to do an interview during that time, and I think it might have been Slayer.
Mm. Tisk, tisk. Responsibilities.
Slayer!
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so do call or text if you've got something you'd like to chat with us about.
Someone texted in earlier. We were talking about like if there was a study that said 1 out of 5 parents would be totally cool with letting their kids plan their upcoming vacation. And somebody texted and said, I'm not sure where my daughter got this from, but when she was 7, she told me she would love to go to China. But she said we'd have to leave our dogs at home. So, never mind. Adam and Ina and Claw. I don't know where she got that either.
Oh, my gosh. I've never I've been to Mexico and I've been to Canada. That's like as far out of the country as I've been, which is not very.
Yeah, we've never had, my wife never had passports.
Yeah.
So we still need to get them because we would like to leave the country and go to different places other than just Canada. But Canada is the only place I've ever been to that's outside of the United States of America.
And was it always for wrestling? Oh, wait, I guess in college you went to drink.
Yeah, there was a strip club in Montreal that we would go to all the time. Actually, it was in like some small town in Quebec.
Was that an area where strip clubs were very prevalent, or was this just like one really famous strip club?
There was one. There was a lot of strip clubs, at least that I remember. But there was Club Super Sex, which is a terrible name or an awesome name for. I remember being in college. And they would run commercials on the TV stations. So, like, you'd be watching, like, the NBC affiliate in Plattsburgh, New York. And I'll never forget, it was the David Bowie song, Fame.
Oh.
And
then, bah, Fame. I'm wearing a David Bowie shirt today.
Well, that music would play, and I'm sure they never got clearance for it. This is like, you know, forever ago. So
before rules.
Yeah, before people were getting like busted for copyright infringement. But yeah, they would play the David Bowie song, and then they would just show videos of these girls dancing on the stage and spinning around on the poles, and it would end with like Club Super Sex. And we wanted to go there so bad.
Well, I guess the advertisement worked then.
It 1,000% worked.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's almost Monday, which means it's almost the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing, and we get to broadcast live from the Bill Wright Golf Complex that day, Jefferson Park in Seattle. So even if you're not playing in the tournament, just come kick it with us. The bar opens at 6 in the morning. How convenient. Get all the details at KISW.com. I've learned something new about my dad.
Uh-oh.
And that is...
I hope you're not going to speak ill of the national treasure on these airwaves.
No. But I will say, he seems to feel very comfortable using my home, my acreage, as his personal dump.
Like in the bathroom?
No.
Oh.
But, solid question.
Okay, yeah. That was my second question. My first question is, so does he just show up to your house and just leave things there all the time?
Yes, but not only that, he will show up with stuff and then basically be selling us on why we should be so excited that he brought it to us. And I'm like, Dad, this is your garbage.
So he's trying to rehome it.
Yeah, he's like, well, look at this. This pipe has holes in it. So, you know, you could put it in your garden and use it for watering the plants.
Oh, it'll be a great toy for Barrett. He can hit people with it.
Oh, God. He brought all this driftwood. He was like, look at this piece of driftwood. This would be great in the garden. I'm like, none of this is going in my garden, Dad. It's going in the bonfire.
So that's funny. So, like, your father-in-law will show up and, drop things off. My father-in-law, I think I got it better, in a sense, because he'll show up sometimes, like, when we're on vacation, they're watching our house. He'll come back, and I'm like, I don't remember us having such a nice garden. He'll, like, garden and, like, add flowers and do all this stuff, and I'm just like, babe, we need to go on more vacations because our house has never looked better.
Can your father-in-law house sit when we go on vacation? Because that sounds like a great deal.
The best one was we came back, and so he used my car to drive us to the airport and then pick us up. And I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, man, I don't have time to really fully clean it up. I always feel bad because I'm not like a slob. If you ask my wife, I'm a slob. But if you ask me, I think I'm just a little messy. He comes and picks us up, and we get into the car, and I'm like, it's immaculate. And I'm like, and I see like there's a spray bottle on the ground. I'm like, did you detail my car? He goes, yeah, it's an extra time. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Again, babe, we need to go on vacation more because my car's a mess again.
That sounds like a great deal for you.
Yeah, so what's the last thing he left at your place?
So he brought a giant pipe with holes in it for the garden, which is not happening. We're just going to put it into the truck and take it to the dump now. It's really not worth anything. It's something that's like goes with a septic system or something. It's very weird.
That's a crappy gift that he gave you that.
He brought a bunch of pieces of lattice, like lattice on lattice on lattice.
Are you saying lettuce weird or
no lattice? Do you know what lattice is? It's like that. It's like crisscross pieces of like really thin wood that looks like sometimes people have it underneath their deck.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So he brought over sheets of lattice.
Wait, that's a name?
Yes. And he was very excited about that. We did repurpose some of that for the chicken coop, so I will give him that. But the rest of it's going in the bonfire.
See, then you're encouraging him by because you did use something.
He brought over like two garbage pails filled with just wood scraps, like junky, nasty wood that you can't really do anything with except for, once again, put in the bonfire. But he's trying to sell it as like wood chips or something. I'm like, oh my God, Dad. But the best part is you see him like driving up the hill and you know he's coming to our house. Like, oh, the truck is loaded up. He is coming straight to Camp Cash.
How does the leader of Camp Cash, Brad, feel about all of this?
First of all, the leader of Camp Cash is Barrett. We all know that. But yeah. Brad is very appreciative of having a father-in-law like my dad. My dad and Brad get along so great. But Brad really does do some head scratching when he realizes that there's a new truckload of crap coming to our house, and that the only place my dad could possibly take it is to his daughter.
Well, don't feel bad. Someone just texted and said, Taryn, don't feel bad. My father-in-law one time dropped off a fully non-working car. Dropped off on our front lawn. My wife looked at me. He's like, what the hell are we going to do with this? We're still not sure.
Yep. I guess it could be worse.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a DoorDash driver who did not get tipped. They came back to the house with a gun. And this happened in the state of Washington. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle, I'm not one to want to skip the weekend, but Monday is nearly here, and that's when the golf tournament is happening. Yeah. Are you feeling ready for the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic?
I see you guys got your men's room ball sacks.
We did. Show and tell. Cool.
Yeah. Very creative.
Yeah. I still say.
They look like something. I'm not sure. I can't put my finger on it.
The worst part of all of this is going to be golf. I mean, everything else is great.
It's
going
to be a great time meeting all the Rockaholics. Yeah, tons of fun. And the weather's supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's gonna be a warm one. So put on your sunscreen, your sun hat. I'll be wearing a Speedo.
Oh God, no.
Hot.
No. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. What the hell is going on in Vancouver, Washington? A 59-year-old guy who was doing DoorDash, he was arrested because he returned to the customer's house that he delivered some food to with a loaded gun, all because, you guessed it, he did not tip them. He was also drunk, because that's always the best time to be a DoorDash driver. He tried to intimidate the family, but thankfully the father's like, yeah, I'm not having any of that. And I guess the dad of the family just overpowered the guy. Cops showed up. He was charged with assault, harassment, DUI, but they did end up tipping him, so that was nice.
And from what I understand, they paid with an EBT card, and you can't tip with that, and they didn't have any cash on them. So it's not like they're just awful people that don't tip. You know?
Yes.
There was some underlying circumstances there.
And also, this guy just sucks as a human
being. But still, no justification. For that,
Thankfully, nobody was hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
A Jersey Mike's employee from Florida, of course, helped rescue a woman who was being held against her will. Her name, Eleanor Coffey. She found a crumpled up piece of paper in the bathroom last Tuesday that looked like garbage, but when she opened it up, it said, help me. It was a help me note. It had an address on it and asked whoever found it to please call the police. This is Eleanor and a police chief talking about this rescue.
There was this little piece of crumpled up paper that was shoved next to our toilet paper dispenser, and it looked like a piece of trash. She was like, please help me. I'm at this address in Navarre. I need you to call the police and do a wellness check.
Our deputies responded, looked at the letter, gathered information. She left her name and address of where she was going to be at, what kind of car would be in the driveway. So she left a lot of details in the notes so we could come to her and help her.
You know you're in good shape when Buford T. Justice is coming to save you.
Today is your lucky day, ma'am.
Also, I mean, it has nothing to do with this survey. Eleanor Coffee, how do you not own a coffee stand?
I mean, that's a missed opportunity right
there. I
feel
like you were born into it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers back in the NFL, Ryan.
I heard. Good for him. Bad for the Steelers.
Good for the mushroom dispensaries that are in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Whatever he's up to.
DMT
days.
Dispensaries. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing these days, but he will be throwing balls to DK Metcalf this upcoming season. He, I guess, showing up to practice this week and will be a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a four-time NFL MVP. Obviously, his better days are past him, but let's see what happens this upcoming season.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, as far as weather, we are hitting 77 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The Mariners, Hopefully they don't keep losing. They lost to the Orioles, but up next are in California. Take on the Angels tonight for the rest of the weekend as well. Stanley Cup Finals, you've got the Edmonton Oilers up 1-0. They play again tonight against the Florida Panthers. And then tomorrow is game 2 for the Pacers and the Thunder NBA Finals.
Let's go Pacers.
The Pacers are up 1-0 on that one. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.